Well, the purpose of the grants is to provide some incentive and some support for creating jobs and more opportunities for business in rural communities. It's the grants are called value-added, which means it has to be tied to agricultural production. But rather than shipping that commodity or product out of the state, whether it's milk or vegetables or whatever, we try to create an incentive for producers to add value to that product by processing it here in Wisconsin. So whether it's milk to cottage cheese or grapes to wine or flour to bread or wood products to furniture, we try to support that initiative because that means there will be more jobs and more growth in those respective rural communities. And with diversified agriculture and worldwide markets, the more we can encourage that sort of value-added initiative, the more likely we are to keep jobs here in Wisconsin and create a stronger future for these rural communities.
The diversity, I guess, is what really struck me. I mean, this is all across the board as far as agriculture in Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And what it reminds us all of is the fact that it isn't just the big items that matter, such as milk or corn or soybeans or potatoes. There are a lot of producers out there in small communities that if you add some value to what they're producing, including in one case, though it wasn't this year, sunflower seeds to oil, you're creating more opportunities, and more opportunities means that there'll be spin-off businesses and more jobs created and a much more stable rural Wisconsin, which is what we're looking for and what USDA Rural Development is all about.
Now, I see they vary greatly from $200,000 down to, $37,000 is the smallest one, $35,000. How is the amount determined for the grant?
Well, there's a formula, of course, for all of this, and there are guidelines that come both with the appropriations from Congress and through the administration. But by and large, we take a look at what they're attempting to do, what they're putting into this themselves, what sort of support they need, whether it's technical support or actual physical support in building and developing the business, and then that's how we make the determination. But it's a pretty rigorous business plan that has to come forward in order to get a larger grant. We have to feel that this is, in fact, going to create new ladders of opportunity and new jobs in that community.
If a business is interested in applying for something like this, what are the requirements? What gives them a legitimate chance to get one of these?
Well, it really comes down to it's a very competitive process. So we have many more applications than we are able to make grants. But, if they contact our agency, we can give them the guidelines for what we're looking for and what will help them, what will help make them eligible. But in the final analysis, we're looking for strong applications. And if it's an application where they're using a product that they've produced, grown or otherwise, and if they can add some value to it through a process, through processing, or if they need support for the technical development of what they're trying to do, then we look very favorably on that because we like these businesses to succeed, and if they have a strong business plan, we want to help create the incentive to move them forward.
You had talked about this at Farm Technology Days, but we kind of overlook what U.S. Department of Agriculture does for rural development.
Well, yes. I mean, most of the attention with the department over the years has been on the commodity producers and milk production as it relates particularly to Wisconsin. Not to mention, most people, if you ask them about USDA, they think about inspection and food safety and those sorts of issues. But few people realize that most of the money for business, infrastructure, housing, business development, community programs, water and waste for rural communities, most of that money comes through the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development. President Lincoln, when he created the department over 150 years ago, said it's the people's department, and truly it is, because in the end, we touch an awful lot of people with the programs and the initiatives that support rural communities.
Now, are these annual grants? Will there be another round for application coming up here?
There's around applications every year. I'm pleased to say that Wisconsin is the national leader in both the dollar amount of the awards and the number of applicants that qualify and receive grants. So we would encourage people who have an idea and a business plan and need a little support for that to look into the value-added grant program. I cannot guarantee that they will be selected, but by the same token, there's a very good chance that they might be if they've got a good idea and a good product. If you get on the USDA website and where they call for keywords, you type in value-added grant program, with a little effort, it'll direct you right into the state, and you'll be able to learn online what the application process is all about. It'll also give numbers and offices within the respective states, including Wisconsin, that they can call and get some support or some additional information. Our program is run directly out of our state office in Stevens Point, but if they're interested applicants, they can talk with practically anyone in the agricultural field, including the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, and get some guidance and direction as to how to move forward with this.